is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro of the law firm of Figaro & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Whoa, Happy New Year. Let's have a prosperous and healthy New Year. The law firm of Figaro & Associates was started 26 years ago. Yeah. The Immigrants Journal was started 25 years ago. Reason being, as a district attorney, assistant district attorney in the Kings County District Attorney's Office, I witnessed there in the major fraud organized crime department, the need to protect the public, the need to protect more specifically people of color. Because, you know, we, even though we may have the lease, people still crowd us to take our money, whether it be consumer goods, and whether it be basic services, you know, we are the stepping stone for wealth for a lot of people. So my attitude when I came out to the district attorney's office was to have a law practice where my intelligence, my honesty, my love for my people of color, the motivation that my mother, Annie, my grandmother, Esther, woman of color, gave to me. And the usual story, you know, no father around. So, you know, when people talk about who's the mommy, who's the daddy, what did this child grow up with, you know, it's a story that is unfortunately too common in our community. Daddy comes, he impregnates mother, daddy disappears, mother and granny take care of the children. But hey, a lot of us who didn't have fathers, we had great mothers, great grandmothers, and they made us obviously into what we are. So I am the man that I am because of these women. And with their brilliance, but lack of opportunities, they couldn't make it, you know, for their dream jobs, but they gave us the opportunity to do so. So what is a lawyer? What is a consultation? What do you expect when you come to the law firm of Figaro & Associates? You know, this is Ask the Lawyer, our show, our podcast. But what is your expectation of a consultation? If your attorney is not intelligent, if he doesn't listen, and if he is not versatile, you know, in basketball, they say, you know, the best players, the well-paid players play more than, you know, one position on that basketball court. They may play power forward, small forward, shooting guard, center. Yeah, point guard. And that sounds like LeBron James. But yeah, the more versatile that player is, it is better for the team and better for that player's career. But more importantly, better for that audience who love basketball. But in a consultation, you know, is the attorney you're going to meet with versatile? Is the attorney that you're going to meet, are they going to listen? Is the attorney, you know, performing the diagnostics on your problem, are they focusing on one problem or the various issues that you may have in life? So when we talk about immigration issues, what are the other issues associated with it? When we talk about wills, trusts, and estate planning, the laws of succession, you know, what are the important areas that we need to discuss with our client? And with a consultation, we are looking for your story. And with your story, you give us facts. And with those facts, we try to make your case successful. We try to make your life better. And that thoughtfulness is important because, you know, to me, when you treat people like people and when you do good, obviously, you are going to get a client that is going to refer other clients to you. So you're rewarded for your generosity, rewarded for your flexibility. And obviously, when people come to you, they have a problem and you better know how to solve it. Otherwise, you know, hey, stop practicing law, right? And that consultation, the method, the approach that is necessary, which we have done for over a quarter century, is why we could say today that the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is 26 years old. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Hey, you talk about wills, trusts, and estate planning. What are you going to do for that single mother? What does she need? How about the lady getting child support? Should she be doing any estate planning? Well, yes. She has to plan for that child. Who's going to be the guardian? She has to plan for that child. What if the father, the reckless man he is, dies? Well, take some term insurance on him, please. Yeah, he wants to be reckless. Take $1 million policy on him. You're not killing him. He's killing himself. Maybe that's the best thing he could do for the child because he doesn't even want to help raise that child. Those are the issues that single parents have. We understand when a family works together, what advice to give them where wills, trust, estate planning is concerned. Yes. We give advice also to the executive pastors, the people who obviously supposed to be helping manage the churches, faith-based organizations where, you know, the preacher might be the one with less time. Yeah, we could increase the growth of a church. Why? Because we understand the needs of the community. We understand what is applicable to our community. When we talk about all the crisis that we have with crimes, hey, all of that could be pinpointed to what? New York City being the most segregated public school system in the country. When you segregate our kids, black and brown living in their own neighborhoods, their schools underfunded, please, Mr. Mayor Eric Adams, you know, you're the first black one in a long time. What are you going to do? How are you going to help these kids? There's so much that they need. Starting, obviously, with a relevant education. How about our own kids not even understanding black history, brown history? or the history of segregation. They don't even know Brown versus Board of Ed. They don't even know what a city council representative does and who, how they could help, or a state senator, or a U.S. senator, or U.S. congressperson. They don't even know that there are 9 people on the Supreme Court and they do what they want. Yeah. So it's one thing to talk about educating our kids, but is that education relevant to the black and brown people that make up the majority in the New York City public school system? Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. So by now, what you should understand that this lawyer is a real smart guy. So understanding the law, how it impacts our community and our children and on their education is important. In fact, I wish that every city councilman, state senator, U.S. senator, U.S. congressional representative would listen to this show. Why? Because then you will get the help that you need. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. By now, you should realize this lawyer ain't easy. He's a warrior. Well, yes, that's what Annie and Esther did to me, my woman of color. They taught me how to be a leader. They taught me how to be responsible. They taught me how to get the job done. They taught me how to open my mouth with substance. So when we represent you in litigation or any type of matters, you get a warrior. If you want less, don't call. But we do the best for our clients. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Attend our events. Participate in our paralegal program. This program, you take this paralegal program, you increase your knowledge, you increase your ability to function better on a job, doesn't matter what type of job. Yeah. Go to www.freeparalegal.org. Again, www.freeparalegal.org. Look at the fantastic seminars that we have. Look at our websites. You know why our website has a lot of information? Because we treat our community as intelligent, thinking human beings. When you go to a non-person of color lawyer, for the most part, they treat you like how they think about you. They think that you're not worth anything. They think that you wouldn't understand. They don't have common courtesy. If that's how you want to be treated, then don't come to my, don't come to my firm. We treat you with respect. We have a good system for accountability like all attorneys should have. But at the end of the day, you are a human being with a problem that has to be solved. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Love is in the air. Do you know that a prenup or an irrevocable trust can say, "I love you" in a way flowers and chocolates never could? Ask the lawyer. Let the law firm of Fig, R.O. and Associates show you how. Don't hesitate. Call 855-768-8845 or visit www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment today.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Mary Campbell, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. The real migrant bus king of North America isn't the Texas governor. It's Mexico's president. The Biden administration and Texas are taking credit for an unusual springtime lull in illegal border crossings, with the White House touting its legal pathways and Governor Greg Abbott championing his troops and concertina wire. But analysts, immigrant advocates, and migrants themselves say it's Mexico blocking the path north. Mexico President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's immigration agency has intensified a busing program that aims to hurt migrants' chances of reaching the U.S. border, or at least delay their arrival, by apprehending them on highways, train routes, and airports, and shipping them to the southernmost part of his country. López Obrador is likely motivated by economic interests. Last fall, a surge of hundreds of thousands of migrants flooding the U.S. Southwest created a hurdle to trade between Mexico and the U.S., its largest trading partner by far. U.S. gives 350,200 migrants citizenship since 2020 election. The 2024 presidential election and other down-ballot races could be heavily impacted by the number of migrants naturalized since the last major election cycle. Approximately 350,200 refugees and asylees have become naturalized between fiscal years 2021 and 2023 and are eligible to vote in this year's elections. According to data from U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, an approximate total of 2.66 million refugees and asylees were naturalized in that same time span. Advocates seek work permits for long-term undocumented immigrants in the U.S. A growing number of immigration advocates are urging President Joe Biden to grant work permits to long-term undocumented immigrants living in the United States. They say it would provide individuals with legal employment opportunities and alleviate labor shortages. While the president has the power to grant this through an executive order, the White House has not confirmed any plans to do so. The administration has been hesitant to address the issue of legal work for the nearly 11 million immigrants who don't fall into available immigration categories. I don't think that we have ignored the voices domestically that have spoken of the fact that we have undocumented individuals in the United States who have been undocumented and without work authorization for years and years. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told reporters in April. Meanwhile, in New York, organizations rally for NYC to add schools in Brooklyn, Queens for immigrant students. A Brooklyn-based organization assisting young immigrant students held a rally to demand more schools tailored to Black bilingual immigrant learners. Since the spring of 2022, more than 190,000 migrants have come through New York City's intake system, according to Mayor Eric Adams' office. Of those, research suggests tens of thousands are migrant children who have recently enrolled in New York City public schools. As more multilingual immigrant students enroll, some advocates are asking the city to build more schools with better resources tailored to the needs of these learners. What do we want? Flamboyant Literacy Project founder and director Darnell Benoit chanted into a megaphone. More schools. The crowd responded. Hundreds packed Clinton Hill Town Hall about frustrating, disastrous migrant mega shelter. More than 200 Clinton Hill residents crammed into a standing room only meeting Monday night to raise their concerns about a compound of sprawling migrant shelters, where an estimated 4,000 people now live in a two-block radius. Over the past 2 years, New York City officials have opened more than 200 emergency migrant shelters in hotels, warehouses, tents, and vacant office buildings, but few at as large a scale and as close to a residential neighborhood as the Hall Street complex, with three main shelters spanning several industrial warehouses. The quiet opening of another shelter for hundreds more migrants across the street from the complex in April makes the area the largest concentration of migrants outside of Randall's Island. NYPD Assistant Chief Scott Henderson, who oversees Brooklyn North, told the crowd. In other news, lottery applications for highly educated worker visas dropped by almost 40% after changers aim at fraud and abuse. Authorities have taken decisive action to maintain the integrity of the visa system. They recently reported on that bids for visas aimed at highly educated workers have decreased by nearly 40% this year. This decline is a result of their rigorous efforts to combat individuals exploiting the system by submitting multiple, sometimes questionable, applications to unfairly boost their chances of selection. Major technology firms utilizing H-1B visas have advocated for reforms in response to significant increases in bids. These increases left their current employees and potential hires with diminished prospects of winning in the random lottery system. Acknowledging the likelihood of fraud and abuse, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced this year that each individual would only have one opportunity in the lottery, regardless of whether they held one job offer or multiple offers. Foreign graduates reached settlement with DHS over visa denials. In a significant victory, a group of foreign college graduates has reached a settlement in a lawsuit filed against the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. The graduates, who were accused of visa fraud without a chance to defend themselves, have seen the DHS retract its allegations, marking a positive turn in their legal battle. And finally, legal immigration restrictions expected with potential second Trump. Experts caution that a second Trump administration could restrict legal immigration. This may involve measures such as limiting certain temporary foreign worker programs and halting immigration processing in categories facing a significant backlog. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Has your marriage or relationship broken down with no hope of reconciliation? Are you considering divorce, or have you been served divorce papers? There's no doubt the prospect of divorce or separation can be a confusing, frustrating, and emotional experience for everyone, especially when the separation is not amicable. Without experienced legal representation, you could be in for a long battle, fighting for property, child custody, and alimony, even if you have a prenuptial agreement. We're the experienced local divorce attorney that you need fighting for what's rightfully yours. We'll make a stressful experience as smooth and fair as possible. Decisions that are made at the time of a divorce or breakup can often have an impact far into the future. Don't let divorce put your emotional and financial future at risk. Give us a call today.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
Ensuring security, estate planning when you're elderly or ill. As we journey through life, we often encounter moments that compel us to consider our legacy and the well-being of our loved ones. However, for many, estate planning remains daunting and easily postponed for another day. Yet, the importance of establishing a comprehensive estate plan becomes undeniably clear when facing the realities of aging or illness. It safeguards your assets, ensures your wishes are honored, and supports your family during challenging times. If you find yourself in the twilight years of life or grappling with illness, here are essential steps to navigate the intricate terrain of estate planning. 1. Start now. Procrastination can be tempting, but delaying estate planning only heightens the risks for you and your family. Begin by assessing your assets, debts, and existing legal documents, such as wills or trusts. Even if you have limited resources, having a plan offers peace of mind and clarity for your loved ones. 2. Consult professionals. Estate planning involves intricate legal and financial considerations. Seek guidance from qualified professionals, such as estate attorneys, financial advisors, and accountants. They can offer tailored advice based on your unique circumstances and help you navigate complex laws and regulations. 3. Draft a will or trust. A will is a fundamental component of estate planning, outlining how you wish to distribute your assets upon passing. In cases of illness or incapacity, a trust can provide ongoing management of your assets and ensure they are used for your benefit and the well-being of your beneficiaries. 4. Consider healthcare directives. Illness or incapacity may render you unable to make healthcare decisions. Establishing advanced directives, such as a healthcare power of attorney or living will, empowers trusted individuals to make medical decisions on your behalf, and ensures your treatment preferences are honored. 5. Review beneficiary designations. Ensure your beneficiary designations on retirement accounts, life insurance policies, and other assets are up to date. Designating beneficiaries and updating them is important to avoid unintended consequences and disputes among family members. 6. Plan for long-term care. Aging or illness may necessitate long-term care, which can impose significant financial burdens on you and your family. Explore options for long-term care insurance, Medicaid planning, or setting aside funds to cover potential expenses. 7. Organize important documents. Compile essential documents, such as deeds, titles, financial statements, insurance policies, and legal documents, in a centralized location. Inform trusted individuals, such as family members or executors, of the whereabouts of these documents to facilitate the estate settlement process. 8. Communicate your wishes. Open communication is paramount in estate planning. Discuss your wishes with your loved ones, including your desires for health care, end-of-life decisions, and asset distribution. Clear communication can mitigate misunderstandings and ensure your intentions are honored. 9. Regularly review and update your plan. Life is dynamic, and circumstances may change over time. Regularly review your estate plan to reflect significant life events, such as marriages, divorces, births, or changes in financial circumstances. Updating your plan ensures it remains relevant and effective in achieving your goals. 10. Seek emotional support. Estate planning can evoke complex emotions, especially when confronting mortality or navigating family dynamics. To address emotional challenges and maintain resilience, seek support from trusted friends, family members, or mental health professionals. In summary, estate planning is vital to preparing for the future, particularly when facing the realities of aging or illness. By taking proactive steps to establish a comprehensive estate plan, you can protect your assets, ensure your wishes are honored, and provide invaluable support for your loved ones during challenging times. Embrace the opportunity to secure your legacy and offer peace of mind for yourself and those you hold dear. Legal guidance. Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Protect your loved ones, legacy, and assets. Contact the experienced estate planning law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call 855-768-8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trust and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
This show is a production of IQ Inc. Marketing. If you would like to advertise your product or service on this show to the U.S. and Caribbean markets and through our multicultural publications in New York, please call 866-435-3286 or send an email to info@myiqinc.com.
Arle Lou Izon is a criminal, now deceased and indicted by the federal government for defrauding thousands of Grenadians. If you or a family member is a victim of Arle Lou Izon and are in deportation proceedings or any immigration matters pending in immigration court, please call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro & Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. The website for the law firm of Figueroa & Associates is www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation, obviously, at our website. The biggest issue that we have, at least in 2024, in our community, the black, brown, minority communities, is the issue of money. Yes, money. Once you're in the U.S., you want to have that American dream. And what is that American dream? Obviously, you want to have a good job. You want to advance yourself through the educational system, getting a degree in various areas, whether it be law, banking, accounting, finance. Why? Nursing. Why? Because people want to earn more money. And the more money you earn, what people do is to try to obviously have the American dream, which is home ownership. You want to buy a one family, a two family, a three family, even a four family. And what people do, obviously, when they buy these multiple dwellings, they have a place for themselves to live, but they could also have income by renting the other apartments in a four-family, a three-family, or a two-family. These are basic things that happen when people come to the U.S., whether it be New York, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, doesn't matter what state, that's the economic path that people take. Some people, obviously, because they don't have sufficient income, they will work with other family members using various income, some parents, brothers, sisters, spouses, their income, you know, taken into consideration together could help them get a mortgage where they could purchase a home. So you may not have enough income individually, but collectively as a family, you will have that income. What happens over the years when you own a home? Your home, obviously, as you pay down on the purchase price of the home, and because of, you know, market fluctuations, meaning as time goes, the value of your home that you may have purchased for $1 million goes up, let us say, to $1.2 million, $1.3 million. It all depends on the law of economics, demand and supply. So by reducing the amount that you owe on the home, making those mortgage payments on a monthly basis, and the market value of the home increasing, what we call, what happens is that you have equity in your home. Yes, equity, meaning the difference between what you paid for the home and what the market value for the home is right now. However, as life moves on, relationships may deteriorate, whether it be a marriage, whether it be family issues. You may have purchased a property and your tenants are not paying rent. And unfortunately, in New York City, those small landlords, so to speak, whether two-family, three-family, four-family, the law does not protect those quote-unquote landlords. In fact, landlords with multiple dwellings over four-family, they seem to benefit more from the system. And those who are obviously investing in their own homes so that later on they could have a pension plan for their retirement, that pension plan obviously deteriorates. So when you purchase a home in New York City, what people do, 15, 20 years afterwards, they may sell that home. They'll get more money, obviously, at that time than the property was worth a long time ago. And they may decide to move to Florida, purchase a home of lesser value, or Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and purchase a home there, or Pennsylvania, or any of the Midwestern states where the price of a home is much, much less than New York City. And the difference, they obviously have enough, couple hundred thousand dollars, well, that they keep in their bank accounts and other investments so that they could live a better life on retirement. So this is a cyclical issue. It means that obviously, traditionally, that's what families do, whether it be in New York or other states. So that investment, your home, is very important. It will determine your standard of living on retirement. It will also mean that your children, your grandchildren may have a place to live that is owned by your family. So it's a family home. You do your wills, and we do wills, trust, estate planning, where we help people move assets from one generation to another. And as I said, unfortunately, the plan is not always perfect. People may fall back on their mortgage payments. They may end up in foreclosure actions by the bank who want their money. And obviously, because you're not making payments, obviously what you have to determine is what is the solution. Should you lose your home? Because if the bank win their foreclosure case against the homeowner, it means that that property will be auctioned, and at an auction, you never get the best value for a home. So it's better to sell the home before you get to an auction. You could also try to do a loan modification with the bank, or get your mortgage reinstated if you have the money to do so. But a loan modification is normally the best plan that anyone has. In New York City, New York State, and other jurisdictions, what we have is what we call predators, i.e. people who want to get your home for cheap, and they will obviously benefit from whatever equity there that is unrealized. And that's where desperation come in. Like immigration law, and like any other legal area of law, people depend on what they get on the internet. They depend on gossip among people who might be in the same situation. And then they start believing in, obviously, stories where you could defeat the bank in a foreclosure action through various non-legal ways, which obviously, as a lawyer, you cannot obviously, that's not the advice that you give a client. You give a client advice based on the law, not what is on the internet, not what is gossip in the community. And because obviously people are in desperate situations, they may believe in anything. Things that are unseen or things that are not obviously legal. So again, like immigration law or any area of law, getting the advice of an attorney, in fact, getting more than one consultation, not just with one law firm, you may want to do it with a couple law firms depending on the complexity of your legal issue, so that you could compare the advice that you get to determine which is the best path for you to solve your legal problems. We always say at the law firm of Figure and Associates, an educated client is the best client to have. Although some clients, unfortunately, may not have the capacity to understand certain things, and they will depend on, obviously, stories that they may hear in the community or online. So because something is on a website doesn't mean it's true. Because someone tells you through the chain, you know, like this one tell that one, it's not true. And whatever may have applied in your home country, you're in a different country with different laws and different processes. My name is Brian Figure of the law firm Figure and Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could visit our website, the law firm of Figure and Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You do not have to lose your home or any other property investments to foreclosure. You also have to understand the value of your home. Many properties within New York City in recent times has increased in value because of what we call the rezoning of properties, meaning you may own a property, a home, that you now own sky, so to speak. You could go higher up the air. You can't go to your left, to your right, but you could go up. That means a 2, 3, 4 family could be converted into a 12 family, an eight family. And these are some of the issues that we have seen in New York City in recent times because of the housing shortages, laws change. You need a lawyer that understands not only the basics of real estate law, but also real estate development and real estate issues that could obviously help you understand the true value of your home, your dwelling. Again, my name is Brian Figure of the law firm Figure & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. Give us a call at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Our website for the law firm of Figure & Associates, go to www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. If you are listening to this program outside of the United States of America, in the Caribbean, Africa, talk to your family here that might live in New York State, New York City, to talk to us about their legal issues. Thank you.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figaro & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figaro & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figaro & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figaro & Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Do you have a problem with the IRS? Let us take care of your taxes. We are the experts. We settle IRS and New York State tax debt. Stop IRS collections. We do tax preparation for individuals and businesses. Stop struggling with tax records. Stop fretting about filing your income tax return. Stop making costly mistakes. Stop using a tax program in a box that cannot represent you in an audit. You don't have to go it alone. There's hope. The professional tax law firm of Figaro & Associates. Call us now. Call 8556-TAX-GUY or 855-682-9489.
This show is a production of IQ Inc. Marketing. If you would like to advertise your product or service on this show to the U.S. and Caribbean markets and through our multicultural publications in New York, please call 866-435-3286 or send an email to info@myiqinc.com.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. The month of May is pure magic. May serves up plenty of truly perfect days full of sunshine and blooming flowers. May is a month of rebirth, inspiration, and excitement as we close out the first two quarters of the year and look forward to summer. Let this be a time for you to take care of your legal issues and unburden yourself. Are creditors harassing you? Are you unable to meet your financial commitments? Consider bankruptcy. Is your marriage no longer working for you? Don't divorce your money or your kids. Divorce your spouse. Are you ill or elderly? Did you just get married or started a family? Time to think about estate planning. It's a necessity, not a luxury. Are you facing foreclosure? We can help you save your property. All things seem possible in May.
Take care of your business before your business takes care of you. Call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us to schedule an appointment. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.